AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Canada and Ukraine are tightening their alliance. Ed Donahue has the latest.
Canada will boost drone production to aid Ukraine. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Alberta.
Ukrainians helped build Canada, and Canadians will help rebuild Ukraine.
The plan is for Canada to produce millions of drones over the next 2 years and send a third of them to Ukraine. The aerial drone battle between Russia and Ukraine has grown in scale.
Your drones costing a few hundred dollars have sunk warships worth hundreds of millions.
Zelensky says Ukraine needs to show strength leading up to negotiations with Russia.
At the end of September, we will have opportunity to meet, I think so, with the American team in New York.
Audio from CTV. Zelensky says Russia has changed its tactics ahead of winter and Ukraine needs to adapt its defenses. I'm Ed Donahue.
In Yemen, the Iran-backed Houthi rebels have taken control of the Red Sea port city, Mukha. It had been held by forces aligned with Yemen's internationally recognized government, and the fighting's threatening renewed civil war. Meanwhile, Karen Shamas reports.
The UN Atomic Watchdogs Board has reported Iran to the UN Security Council for the first time in 20 years for not complying with an IAEA investigation. IAEA Chief Rafael Grossi.
The best, shortest way for a positive outcome is for Iran to engage with us.
23 countries on the IAEA's 35-member board of governors voted for the resolution. China, Russia, and Niger opposed it. I'm Karen Shamas.
Oil prices climbed higher, Brent crude settling above $107 per barrel, while U.S. gas prices jumped another 5 cents. AAA puts the national average at 4.27. Inflation at the wholesale level picked up last month. The Labor Department's producer price index rose 5.4% compared to August a year ago. This is AP News. The second game of the NFL season gets started shortly in Melbourne, Australia, the 49ers versus the Rams. And Jennifer King reports.
Green Bay Packers running back Josh Jacobs has avoided jail time in a deal with Brown County, Wisconsin prosecutors, pleading no contest to two misdemeanor charges stemming from an altercation with his girlfriend that led to his arrest back in May. Jacobs must pay a $1,000 fine plus court costs for one misdemeanor battery charge and can have his criminal property damage charge dismissed if he fulfills the terms, including counseling and restitution to the victim. His girlfriend said he threw her to the ground and caused her to strike her head, then took and damaged her phone, statements corroborated by garage surveillance video. The NFL released a statement Thursday that the matter remains under review under conduct policies and there's no change to Jacobs' status. He was placed on the commissioner's exempt list after being charged and cannot practice or play with the team. I'm Jennifer King.
The latest at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.